like a box of hammers when all you needed was a wrench, baby. Welcome to the greatest day of your life. It's Thursday, June 18th, the big 2020. Boom, boom. And I am your host for the greatest hour of radio. You heard that right, ladies and gentlemen. The greatest full hour of radio when you're talking mindset, attitude, motivation, inspiration, discipline, tenacity, everything you want, everything you need that's going to help you win. Yo, I'm the CEO of Pump Up or Shut Up, the full bird colonel right here, and I salute you, Get Up Army. It's your boy, Mark Hayford, and yo, I am so hyped. I'm so excited. Why? Because, first of all, Father's Day on Sunday. So big shout-out to all you dads out there. I'm not talking people just procreated and like, peaced out. I'm talking to all the fathers, all the dads that do all the stuff that's not easy, that you don't get credit for. Hey, hope you have a great Father's Day. I can't wait to get utterly bombastic presents, FYI, fam. Anyway, yo, if you're out on social media, guys, I want you to connect with me, first of all. I'm everywhere, everywhere. You can't get rid of me, baby. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, LinkedIn, Twitter, YouTube, TikTok, what? Wherever you are, I'm there. So let's connect. Let's be friends. I can't wait. And, yo, we got a great hour of radio. We're gonna be talking health today. We're going to be talking about your body. We're going to be talking about your mind. And I have a new local rock star doctor that I'm going to be bringing on in a bit. So I can't wait to share that and share her with you guys because – You know how we do it here. We do this microphone has power, right? I mean, we're broadcasting. This is the voice of Chester County, but you can live stream it on 1520 WCHE. You can live stream it from markhafer.com. We got people legit listening all over the globe. I get the text, I get the DMs, the PMs. So, hey, if you're part of this Get Up Army, if you've been tuning in every week, I want to say thank you. Thank you for being a part of this because we need to light it up. We need to get up and we need to lift each other up today, now more than ever. We see that. It's everywhere. It's in the news. It's in your supermarkets. We got to fight back with this fear. We got to fight back with this uncertainty. And that is what this hour of and this program, this is what we do. And this just isn't a tagline. This just isn't something that can take up air for an hour here on CHE. This is a mindset. This is a lifestyle. And this is what I want to do. I want to speak life into you if you're listening today because we got a marathon. We don't got a sprint on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. This is a long race. Pace yourself and get ready for big things. Now, look, I want to direct you to a couple things we got going on. I want you to check out my website, markhayford.com. It's Mark with a C. And out there, you can find all kinds of stuff. We got radio interviews, you got pictures, you got videos, and you can pick up both of my number one books. I dropped Get Up, Encouraging You to Attack Life, and 365 Days of Encouraging You to Attack Life. It just blows my mind. Both of these books went number one in Amazon self-help category. It's just insane. Like, every time I say that, I never took a formal writing class, you know, high school. It was like a blur to me. You know, I did a year of college and I was like, I wasn't feeling it. So to say that I'm a two-time best-selling author constantly blows my mind. It humbles me. I want to say thank you if you've supported me in my journey. And with that little announcement in a second, but yeah, check out markhayford.com. And Get Up's the one that started it all. It went number one in 4 hours, actually. It jumped over Gary Vee. It jumped over Jack Canfield. It disrupted the whole top 10 of the self-help category out there on Amazon. And, man, it just stuns me. But I don't take that for granted. And you can hear that book also on Audible. So if you're, you know, the one that's always commuting and you're busy and you got kids or school or life and stuff, hey, go to audible.com and you can listen to Get Up, Encouraging You to Attack Life. And I know you love the show because you're 7 minutes in and you would have clicked off by now, right? So if you want mini shows throughout your day, if you need a little shot of awesome in your day, go out to SoundCloud. You could check out the Get Up podcast. Every day we drop a new podcast. It's organic. It's fun. It's vital. It's vital to get your mind ready. So you got a new one for you every morning. And currently, there's over 300 of them. So you can go binge listen, right? We got to mind your mind. Man, now, with all of that, I hope you're doing great. I hope you guys are taking care of yourselves. Hope you're taking care of other people. You know, and as I go through these days, and as I'm, you know, I got to run to the store like I do later today, or if you got some errands, or, you know, going wherever, and you just feel it in the air, man. You see people. It's this weird mixture. It's hope, you know, of turning the corner into better things, figuring things out, listening to each other. But you still see the uncertainty. You still see the fear. You still see just, it's all out there. And I think now is a time where we have to execute patience more than anyone else and more than any other time. And what's really interesting is you get so many people with signs and yelling and talking and back and forth and the politics and if everybody's talking and nobody's listening, what is the point? There isn't a point, right? Just noise. So I think we got to learn to have some patience. I think we got to learn to listen better. And I think we definitely need to learn that, look, every single person you run into is fighting a battle that, praise God, you cannot understand. Something different for everybody. So I think we gotta insert a little kindness these days too. You know, everybody's got stuff going on. Maybe some people will say things or do things that they normally wouldn't because of the stress and pressure and stuff. So be that light for somebody. Be the one that extends the hand. Be the one that can give vision to those who can't see, who can run for those who can't even walk. Lift somebody up. That's what it takes. It takes a strong person not to push others down. It takes a strong person to lift others up. And, you know, I talked about this before in this program. I know I'm like 100 miles an hour. I can't even help it. Yo, I do not apologize for being extra or too hype in this because I got a lot to say. We only got an hour to do it. You know, I've said this before about positivity, right? What do you say? Positivity! That's right. Because positivity gets a bad rap. I think when people refer to positivity, I think they're thinking like unicorns, cupcakes, rose-colored glasses. It's always great while, you know, the sky is falling. That's not positivity. That's not what that is. Positivity is walking through dark days and walking through tough times and being mentally strong enough to guard your mind and to understand that you are constantly going to be looking for better, that you constantly expect better, that you constantly expect to win. I don't come onto this program hoping not to lose. I come on here looking to win. I don't go on the radio going, you know, I hope they like it. I hope it doesn't suck. No, I'd be doing you a disservice. I said there's power from this microphone or this iPhone. Is it we're broadcasting this from 1520 WCHE, but we are here at the Get Up Studio at my house because of just the state of the world right now. But this is what I'm talking about. So in saying all that, said it before, I want to re-announce it that we're a couple weeks away now. It's going to be happening. It's going to be dropping my third book, Light Up the Darkness. It's coming, baby. Oh, I'm fighting back, and I got a lot to say. In the summer of 2020, we're going to take it over, Get Up Army. And this is going to be book number three. Look, from a marketing standpoint, from the people that are the, you know, the bean counters, the people that try to do the marketing and put the pizzazz in the shot, I don't care. This book has to come out. I don't care about the timing. I don't care if it's on 4th of July when everybody's at the beach. It's going to hit the right people at the right time when they need it. And, you know, I'm very personal in this book, and it is a very personal book. And I do believe, well, first of all, it has the same tone of Get Up, encouraging you to attack life. I feel like we need that repackaged right now, today. That's number one. Number two, we all, as I said, need to be lifted up. And this book was inspired. And I take you as the reader on a journey, which I talk about right in the very beginning of this book, because this was one of those being awakened at 3 a.m. in the middle of the night, the morning, with bam, do this. Here's the idea. And it wasn't easy. It was not an easy road because this book would take, you know, many turns and twists in the inception of it. And I talk about it in the very beginning. So you don't think that it's just something that, yeah, we're just going to write another book and put it out. No, that's not what it is. And Light Up the Darkness is what I believe. I'm going to Look, I'm going to tell you right now. I'm dropping it. I will tell you, there's only 9 chapters in this upcoming book. Only 9. And I'll tell you why. I was inspired. I feel like I'm the messenger, and I'm dropping this message to discuss what I believe are keys to be successful, and not just these times, but any times. So this book is based on exactly that. And those chapters, the 9 chapters, it's going to be a short read. It's going to be the equivalent of Get Up, which is, let me see, I'm holding that in my hand. What do we got? What do we got, people? We got like about 150 pages. You could bang it out in a couple hours on the beach. But these 9 chapters are the 9 keys I believe you need to implement in your life. I'm not saying any one is any more important than the other, but I believe they're all very crucial in some point when you're putting your recipe together for success. You know, if you're going to bake something in the oven, you can't leave an ingredient out. You can't, you know, if you're baking a cake and you don't put the eggs in, your cake's going to suck, right? Right. We don't want sucky cake. Who likes sucky cake? Do you like sucky cake? No, you don't. Neither do I. So the 9 keys are, ready? I'm going to drop it like it's hot. Here we go. Mindset. Attitude. Vision. Discipline. Motivation, which, by the way, I fight back. There's a lot of quote-unquote experts are crapping all over motivation these days because I guess it's the in thing to do, not me. And I'll give you facts. Fight me. Courage. Being unrealistic. Another one. Will Smith said the fastest road to mediocrity is being realistic. Got to be unrealistic. Got to dream big. Got to have people laughing at your goals. And then what I feel could be 2 of the most important, gratitude and faith. So I go to places that I probably shouldn't go in this book. Maybe I say some things that are going to get me in trouble, but I'm not putting out a book to make friends. I'm putting out a book to light up the darkness. And that's coming. Now, it just came back from editing. And this week I submitted it to formatting. And let me tell you something, for all the authors out there that are listening, you know what I'm talking about. Oh, what a mind bender trying to get this all wrapped up and put in. So we did, and it's coming. So I'm excited. I hope you're excited. And now I'm excited about the rest of this show. And I'm going to tell you, we're up against the break already. And I want to tell you who I got coming on and why I have this person coming on. Look, again, power with this mic, right? So you guys know I'm very protective with who I'm going to showcase to this audience. And I believe right now how you feel determines how you're going to function, right? You get one you. You got to take care of yourself. It's critical for your mind, for your body. So I have a brand new to the area, brand new practice in Exton, Pennsylvania, right in the heart of Chester County, emerging doctor, naturopathic doctor, Dr. Kate Henry, who's going to talk about, she's going to come on and she's going to talk about how this type of medicine and how this mindset approaching, sorry, my phone's blown up with text messages already because everybody's loving the show. Ooh. If you got my number, guys, don't text me during the Get Up Power Hour. Holy mackerel. Wait till after. She's going to talk about how this mindset incorporated with medicine and healing techniques saved her life. And I cannot wait to unleash her to the Get Up Army. So, fellas, ladies, everybody sit back, relax. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go in there. Don't even run to the bathroom. I'm telling you, we're so fast. We'll be right back. So 1520 WCHE, I'm Mark Hayford. You're listening to the Get Up Power Hour. We'll be back in 60 seconds. We'll be right back. get Oh, Power Hour. I'm your host, Mark Hayford, coming at you like a freaking avalanche right off the side of the mountaintop, baby. You are here in the greatest hour of radio. This is 1520 WCHE. Hey, get up, Army. I am so excited. Now, this is, you know how we do this here, right? We bring on rock star guests, and I got to tell you, for me, it's always crazy when we're doing this when I'm not in the studio and I can't look at the person. So, but we've been talking extensively over the past couple weeks, and I am excited to unleash her. You hear me? I want to unleash this rock star on you, Chester County. So, ladies and gentlemen, please, from the comfort of your home, from your commute, all right, keep your hands on the wheel. But if you're not driving, put your virtual hands together for the Dr. Kate Henry!
Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Dr. Kate, how are you doing? What's going on?
I am great. And, you know, I am so excited for your book, Light Up the Darkness, to come out. I was getting so pumped just hearing you talk about that. Those 9 points, I got them right here in front of me. How inspiring. That is going to be so awesome.
I love it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm excited too, you know, and I do believe that right now it's going to be it's something that is needed right now. And the message of the book is needed right now. I believe it's needed all times, but hey, right now we're in a very quirky time in history. And I don't know. I think anyone that's looking to contribute versus tear down at this time is important. And that's exactly why I wanted to bring you on here, because listen, I'm looking at your resume and, I want to read a quote from you about why you're doing this type of medicine, okay? And you said, this is the medicine of the people. You don't need a prescription pad. You need plants, the earth, water, movement, mindset. That's it. It's the medicine of our ancestors and our future, of farmers and pharmacists, of grandmasters and grandmothers. Dr. Kate, hot damn, boom, bam. I love that. I love it.
Talk I do too. That's why I went to med school for it. It's beautiful, right? Who can't get behind that?
You know what? I feel like we got it so twisted somehow in this past century, you know, with Big Pharma and everything that's going on. But for let's pull it back and let me get on pace here, because I got so many questions to ask you, and I want to, first of all, can you explain what type of doctor you are and what does that mean?
Sure. So I'm a naturopathic doctor, which means that I went to medical school and I had a very similar training to an MD or a DO, except that a lot of my training focused on preventive medicine. So where your general MD or DO may have a lot of training in pharmaceuticals and surgery, I had some, and then I also got training in nutrition, counseling, physical medicine, and chiropractic, herbal medicine. So I'm able to have a much wider toolkit. And the goal is so that I can help people really heal themselves and find the root cause of illness so that when they heal for good.
I love that. I love that. Heal for good. You know, you got good mechanics and you got bad mechanics, right? the mechanics that fix your car and get you on your way, and then you have the mechanics that, oh, but we need this. You need to come in for this. You're the good mechanic, and I love that. Tell me, so, you know, part of what we talked about was how this basically saved your life.
Yeah.
And I want to hear about that. Now, I know that's personal. And
yeah.
I appreciate anything you're going to share with our audience, but I believe what you will share and what you can talk about is going to save somebody. So
yep.
Let's hear your story.
Absolutely. Well, and that's why I'm so open about it, because I think every time I share this story, somebody recognizes part of themselves in it, because it's not just my story. It's so many of our stories. And I have a disease called celiac disease, and I wasn't diagnosed until I was 21. And so for 21 years of my life, every day was a struggle, whether it was depression or insomnia or severe stomach aches. And I was actually really, really blessed that even during that time, I got to go to a bunch of amazing doctors who were kind and educated and wonderful and did their job exactly as they were supposed to do. And yet I was still struggling. And I was still really sick, and it just felt like nothing was working. And I was so blessed, because in college, I ran into a doctor who said, you know, I think you really need somebody who's going to put all of these pieces together, rather than going to the gastroenterologist and the rheumatologist and the primary care and the psychiatrist, you really need to go to somebody who's going to look at your whole picture and taught me about functional medicine. And so when I saw my first functional medicine doctor, she right away knew something was wrong, diagnosed me with celiac disease, and within 3 days, I was better. So within 3 days, 21 years of struggle fell away, and it was like a miracle. And really, it was just science and good medicine. But for me, it was miraculous. And I just thought, oh, my God, you know, I have to do this for other people because I was fighting so hard just to make it through every day. And I knew that it wasn't just my story. And if I could remove that struggle for other people, that's what I wanted to do for the rest of my life.
Well, let me just pause for a second here. You blew my mind with so many little nuggets of what you just said. So some of the symptoms you had was stomach issues, insomnia, mm-hmm. and depression.
Mm-hmm. Right. Which you wouldn't
each
think
one
would
of those...
be... Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, and this, right, clumsy, hashtag clumsy when you're doing a radio interview from an iPhone in separate places. But, what you know, look, any one of those, I mean, you're talking depression. It's paramount today, and this is one of the top, I feel like, topics. U.S. is a hotbed for it, right, and mm-hmm. worldwide, really. But I feel like we've seen statistics go up, and suicides have gone up, and, you know, all this. I mean, mm-hmm. that alone is a game changer. Now you're talking insomnia, where if you can't sleep, your body can't heal itself. Your mind can't re-energize. I mean, it's a whole thing. Mm-hmm. Stomach issues will just make you miserable. And these are just mm-hmm. some of your issues. And you had them all at the same time?
Mm-hmm.
And you're telling me in 3 days, hold on, Dr. Kate, you're telling me, I mean, it is for people who go to doctors for years, who are trying to get fixed and who, you know, they would challenge me or you on in 3 days, you know, with the arms mm-hmm. crossed and the eyebrow up, like, really, 3 days, really? Mm-hmm. What mm-hmm. was it? What, you know, was it? It's not a magic pill. What was done to help reverse all these issues that you had for so long?
Well, so for me, and the story is different for everybody, but for people with celiac disease, every time you eat something with wheat in it or gluten in it, you have inflammatory autoimmune reaction in your body. And so for a lot of people in the U.S., that's 3 times a day, right? You eat your cereal for breakfast, your sandwich for lunch, pizza for dinner, and all of those meals, if you have celiac disease, are triggering this immune reaction that has a cascade of negative effects in your body. And so for me, just stopping that happening from 3 times a day, you know, 3 times a day was enough for me to start to heal very quickly and to start to feel better. There are other people. So say somebody else, their story is that they had anemia or a thyroid issue. You know, it might take a little bit longer for them to feel better. But really, when you fix the underlying broken biochemistry, your body starts to heal itself naturally, because that's what we're meant to do. And so you take a roadblock or you give people the right ingredients and their body does miraculous things. It's how we were designed to heal ourselves.
So, and I'm listening to what you're saying, and I'm looking at some of these incredible notes that, you know, when we were kind of going back and forth with email and everything. And I mean, basically what you're saying is eliminate the garbage from your body for starters, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty
mm-hmm.
much. I mean, what you just mentioned there is 3 meals of the day made me wince. You know what I mean? I mean, there's so much that's marketed today that I feel is so terrible for us. Like, for me personally, yeah. I haven't eaten pork in about 12 years, 15 wow. years maybe. And mm-hmm. when I eliminated pork from my diet, I know, and, you know, hey, look, pork, the other white meat, right? We want people to think mm-hmm. that it's healthy for you. Mm-hmm. Well, we could do a whole seminar on this, I'm sure. But from the time that I stopped eating pork, in a couple of weeks, I dropped 10 pounds. And I was wondering wow. what was wrong with me, because mm-hmm. I wasn't trying to lose weight. And it wasn't bad weight. It was like dad bod, you know what I mean? But,
right.
yeah, when it happened, it just, I eliminated just, I don't know if it was extra sodium or water weight or whatever it was, but I ran right. into a bunch of people that I didn't see in a very long time. And they said, wow, you really thinned out. And I was thinking to myself, well, why? And I thought there was something wrong with me. Maybe I was sick. Right. And then I realized, oh, yeah, about a month ago, I stopped eating pork. And I don't know. I mean, the way the marketing is and everything, it gets crammed down our throat. And I think a lot of people are misled. What are your thoughts on that?
I think, well, that's why it's so great to have some kind of doctor and somebody with medical training on your side, because something I say a lot to people is that sometimes the right foods are wrong for you for a number of reasons, right? So, like, people who have problems with kidney stones, it could have something to do with oxalate, which is really high in things like spinach. Spinach is an amazing, healthy food, but it, depending on your health history and the point in time of your life, it might not be right for you right now. And that's why you need an expert who's trained in nutrition, who's trained in how to really study each individual's unique biochemistry to help guide you through, because you're right. I mean, we get a ton of media input. This week, keto is great. Next week, low-fat, raw vegan is great. You know, the next week, everybody needs to be afraid of butter. And so you really need somebody who's grounded in science and who has your back and your best interest, who isn't being paid by advertisers to sell you the newest, greatest thing, to help guide you what's healthiest for you. And so for you, it was removing pork. And, like, that's amazing, right? And you found that, you dropped the weight. And there's, for so many people, it's a little change like that that they almost forget that they made, but it can make a huge difference in the rest of their life, their performance, their happiness. And then they really get to go make the change in the world that they were put here to make.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. I mean, you know, for everyone, I do believe it is different, which I want to get into a little more. I quit eating pork. I lost weight and then I lost my hair. So there you go. But I don't think that had anything to do with eating pork. I think that was generational. But hey, Dr. Kate, we're up against the break real quick. If I can just put you on ice for a minute, I don't want you to go anywhere. We got a lot to talk about. So if you don't mind, we can keep you for a little bit longer here. Get up, Army. We got Dr. Kate Henry, who's here to rock yo socks. And we're going to talk about diet, mind, health, everything. We're going to be back in 60 seconds right here on 1520. WCHE. Stop, won't stop. You're back in the hot box, baby. It's your boy, Mark Hayford, right here on 1520 WCHE. You are listening to the Get Up Power Hour, and we have the Dr. Kate Henry on the line with us talking about science, medicine, diet, all that. Dr. Kate, my phone's blowing up. How are you feeling? How are you doing here on the show?
I am so pumped. I'm always so inspired when I listen in, and it's awesome to be here with you this time. So I am doing great. How are you doing?
I love it. And you know what? If you ever get tired of being a doctor, you could be on my marketing and promotion team. It's great. I love it. I love it. Yeah, so let me ask you this. So for all these years when you were going through, you know, you were learning your craft, I mean, you know, before you went into the direction that you did, what are you seeing in the medical world that you know traditional doctors are being taught that maybe you disagreed with? Or is there anything that you see that's in traditional medicine or traditional medical practices that just kind of makes your eye twitch and turns you off, and that if you could eliminate it and do something different, you know, have you come through anything like that in your years of studying and your own personal experiences?
Yeah, so absolutely. I mean, here's what I'll say. I think particularly in America, where we both live, we do really, really great emergency medicine. I don't think anybody could argue that. We've got great people who work in the ERs. Our hospitals are amazing. Our surgeons are great. And we're so lucky, right? Like, if you get in a car accident, you want to be here. And we have developed a system that's really, really good at treating major acute issues. And I think that what we've seen over the past couple decades is that we're not as well equipped to deal with chronic issues or issues that don't rise to the level of emergencies. So, for example, like, yeah, you want to go in and get stitched up, you're great. But if you go in and you're just feeling generally unwell, it's really hard to get to the root of that in our system. And that's because doctors are on what usually an insurance-based model, right? So they only get paid to see you for 5 minutes. They're probably only going to get reimbursed if they prescribe some sort of treatment or give you a referral. And what we're seeing is that works well for some people, but there are a lot of people who are being left underserved by that system. So they've been to their primary, they've tried the pills, they're still not feeling great, but they feel like they don't have other options. And that's where I think naturopathic medicine fits in really beautifully. And that's the gap I see it filling, because I know a lot of traditional doctors, allopathic doctors, who do great work. I mean, I was a patient of some really amazing doctors. They're kind. They are excellent. They're smart. They're using all the tools at their disposal. It's just the tools that they were using weren't the right tools for my problem. And I think that's a lot of people's story, particularly when it comes to just general wellness and preventive medicine.
Well, we can throw Band-Aids on everything, right? Here, take this pill for this. Take this pill for this. Take this pill for that, you know? Oh, you don't sleep well? Take this pill. Oh, you got high blood pressure? Take this pill. Versus change your diet, change your life, incorporate some heart rate, getting up. I get sick of that a lot. I'm a head football coach, so, you know, and I have lots of friends that are doctors. So, you know, there's constantly, we're running in circles of health, wellness, and it gets tiring to see pretty much what you said, like how in, you know, this country specifically, we're great at slapping a Band-Aid on it, but not really getting to the root of what the heck is going on with somebody, you know?
Right.
Let me ask you, because I feel like we have been programmed, and it's been going on for generations, right? Look, I was born in the 70s, the kid of the 80s, right? And I mean, back then, you had doctors telling pregnant women that they should smoke cigarettes because it would help calm them during time. I mean, bizarre. So I feel like, you know, we put so much trust. And listen, I have friends that are doctor, you know, traditional medicine and all other kinds of medicine. So I'm not ripping on our doctors or our medical field. I think they have their jobs are as tough as they are anyway. But I feel like just so many times we have such blind faith in just traditional, just what it's safe. It's what we know and it's what we want to believe. But as we find out, as science advances, as medicine advances, I feel like we become more educated. We live in the information age, and then there's more exposure to why things aren't right. Do you think in your profession and you know, making the decision to go in, on the path that you are as a doctor and to choose the way of healing people that you do, do you feel that there's a stigma, and I'm saying a negative stigma, against doctors that practice the way you do, which, again, I want to say, you know, for the history of history, that's how, it's not witch doctor stuff. This is natural balance of life and health. But, you know, if you're not that doctor that's gone to med school and you're not part of that big corporation on the main highway in the big building, do you feel there's a stigma against your genre of medicine?
Well, it's interesting because I think 10 years ago I would have said yes. But it's interesting moving back to Pennsylvania recently because I trained out in Washington State in Seattle, where naturopathic medicine has been part of the mainstream for about 40 years. Out there, we're primary care doctors. People can use their insurance to see us. And on the East Coast, it's a little bit less familiar because we don't have as many naturopathic medical schools. And so people are still kind of learning about this type of medicine. But here's what I'll say. I got back and started talking to MDs and DOs and chiropractors in the area, and their response to me moving here was, thank God. We need you. You know, we're at our capacity. We're doing everything we can for our patients. They still need more help. They need somebody to sit with them for 90 minutes and get to know the whole story and do the motivational interviewing and the acceptance and commitment-based therapy so that they can make the lifestyle changes so that they can get off of these meds. We need people who understand herbal medicine. We need people, I mean, I think anybody who's educated and intelligent enough recognizes that they don't know it all. and that if we're going to be our healthiest as a society, we need information from everybody. And so the smartest people I know always reach across the aisle. You know, like the MDs are asking the acupuncturists when they get stuck, you know, what would you do for this? And it, doctors are taught to do that. When we hit a knowledge barrier where we feel like, I'm out of my league here, I don't really know what's going on, we reach out to other experts in the community. And increasingly, people are looking to the complementary alternative medicine practitioners to join in on those conversations because we have really valuable things to say. And our approaches and our therapies tend to be very low risk and low side effect. They mostly just have side benefits of helping people feel healthy. So I've actually been really impressed with how warm and welcoming people are now, as opposed to maybe 10 years ago. I think sometimes people have questions, you know, they want to know, are you the right doctor for me? Do you have the same values as I do? You know, are we going to be able to work together? What was exactly your education and your training? And those are all really great questions that people should be asking every doctor. But I increasingly find that people are relieved when the naturopathic doctors show up and that they're asking us questions about astragalus and green tea and what they should eat and how they should exercise. And, you know, I think we're increasingly recognizing that we need every voice in the room. And Pennsylvanians in particular are really tough people. We're do-it-yourselfers. We like to do things naturally if we can. So I also just feel like this is kind of, I've only experienced really good feedback since starting my practice. And people feel like they kind of finally have a home where they can do medicine the way they want.
I love that. And well, and I want to, you know, in just a minute here, I want to get into your own personal practice because I'm very intrigued on how you run your practice and based on some of the notes here. So I definitely, we're going to talk about that. But so how far behind, if at all, do you think, because you've seen both, you've literally been coast to coast, sea to shining sea, baby, right? So what are we talking about here? Like, is the East Coast that far behind with the West Coast when we're talking about more of a natural approach to healing the body?
Well, I think the people are the same. So, and you find people here, they're going to Kimberton Whole Foods, they're seeking out the herbalist, they're looking for nutritionists or physical therapists, they're kind of building their own integrative team. But our state doesn't make it easy. It doesn't allow you to use your insurance with most complementary and alternative practitioners. So whereas in Washington state, you know, you can go to your acupuncturist, it's covered by insurance. You go to the naturopath, it's covered by insurance. You go to the chiropractor, it's covered. You can go down the list. Here, it's not the same, and it's because of our laws, which a lot we're trying to get changed. We're part of a 5-year cycle right now, naturopathic doctors are, to get registered and to push for more coverage for our services. So I would say we might be, you know, like 3 years out from people really, from really having equity so that people truly have a choice in who they go see for their care using their insurance. But I think in terms of the innovation that our doctors are doing and the collaboration and the respect and the willingness to work together for patients, we're right there. It's just more we need to get the lawmakers on our side, and sometimes that takes time.
Let's be honest. The system sucks. I mean, it has for a long – it really does, right? I mean, I'm kind of jealous. I'm jealous of the people that have more access, you know, out there to be able to have the choice, like you just said. Because I feel a lot of people don't have that choice. You know, you're not going to get covered for certain things. And it's annoying because a lot of people, I think their eyes have been open. And I don't want a pill. I don't want, sir. You know, and this is my opinion, but I don't. You know, I mean, I've met people that have cured themselves from legit death sentences, like legit, and is just fixing themselves. I know people that I'm friends with that have lost a full person, like over 100 pounds, because they simply cut the garbage and change their lifestyle, you know? So I don't know. I just can't wait till we catch up out here because I think it should be an option for everybody. But, hey, we have a lot of things we're trying to fix in this country right now, right? So we'll get there. You know, we're going to get there. Well, I'll tell you what. This goes so fast. I wish we have, like, you know, we could do a whole seminar together. But I got to take one more break really quick. And then when we come back, I have a couple, if you don't mind, Dr. Kate, I got – couple of questions. I want to ask you specifically about your practice and how you run it, because to me, it's intriguing. It sounds awesome, but I want to share it. So can you hang with us for a few more minutes?
Absolutely.
All right. Yo, get up, Army. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back in about 60 seconds right here on 1520 WCHE. Coming at you like big hair in the 1980s. This is the Get Up Power Hour, the greatest hour of radio. And joining us here, us, who's us? Yo, you know who we are. It's you, the Get Up Army, and me, the full bird colonel of it. I'm Mark Hayford. You guys are awesome. And we got Dr. Kate Henry with us, who is lighting it up, talking about natural ways to heal yourself. Dr. Kate, I love what's going on here. My phone's blown up with text messages. Everybody's loving this conversation because more people feel they need what you're talking about. I love it.
Me too. We're having fun.
We are having fun. Now, look, you just opened a brand new practice in Exton, Pennsylvania, which I think is a great spot in Chester County because it's accessible. I feel like you're right in the center of it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I was just, you know, again, we were correlating a lot over the past couple weeks. And first of all, you said that your own personal clinic is designed around connection. What do you mean by that?
Absolutely. So my clinic is designed so that I get to take as much time with my patients as I feel like I need. And really, I think it's hard to do good whole person medicine in less than 90 minutes the first time we meet. And I'll explain what I mean by that. So good whole person medicine means that I need to know your story. And a lot of people, the first time they meet with me, the first thing they said is, you know, I've never had anybody listen to me like this. A lot of our experiences at the doctor are so rushed that we often don't feel heard. We don't feel like they really get exactly what we're dealing with. We didn't have enough time to say what we needed to say. So I decided to design my clinic differently. So people do a thorough intake with me. They fill out about 13 pages worth of information, and no one has complained so far. Everyone's been a trooper. But it's because I ask about everything. I ask about their story from life until now. I ask about every system of the body. So your gut, you know, how your muscles and your joints feel, how your mind works, how your sleep is, because that helps me do the medical detective work to put together a full picture by the time the person comes into my office. We talk about diet and lifestyle because my goal is to really be a medical minimalist. I want people to get as much of their healing through food as medicine and lifestyle as possible because it stays cheap. You know, it's affordable, it's accessible, and it's empowering. I really want people to leave with a plan that works for them. And so I spend most of my visits listening. And I also do ask, you know, a lot of question asking, and it's because every appointment is filled with what's called motivational interviewing and acceptance and commitment-based therapy. And basically what that means is I get to know what matters to my clients and what they value and what their goals are. And we build a plan around that. So it's not you're coming in and I've already decided what I think you need to do. It's you're coming in, you tell me what you want, and we partner together to get you there. So it's a much different experience than going to a traditional doctor because you do have so much time. You can sit down, we have a cup of tea, we chat, and people really know by the time that they leave that I know they're full story and they can just relax and know that they're being taken care of.
I mean, it doesn't sound like it feels like a doctor's visit. It sounds like you're hanging out with a friend.
Yep.
Sounds I mean,
well, and that's how it's designed to feel. You know, you don't want to feel stressed when you go to the doctor. You want to be able to feel like you can relax and really trust the person that really you're putting a lot of faith in to take care of your health and your life.
Now, hold on a second. Did you say you spend, at least initially, to get to know your patient, 90 minutes?
That's what I said. Yeah.
That's like a Star Wars movie. I mean, that, what do we... So, I come to your practice, and I say, Dr. Kate, I can't sleep, or I don't know, whatever. I got this, my joints are hurting or something. What do we do in 90 minutes? I fill out the 13 pages that you were saying, right? And what else? I mean, what are we talking about? Like, how do you know what to pull out of me? I mean, this sounds like an expertise. You're kind of like an artist, I feel like, where you're taking this canvas and you're just like painting it up. But what goes on in 90 minutes?
Absolutely. Well, so a lot of it is the initial part of the visit where I'm getting to know you and what matters to you. So, for example, you might come in and, you know, you probably don't want to take sleeping medication. You probably are somebody who wants to get to the root cause of your issue, but maybe you don't want to take herbs, or you're not willing to change your diet a whole bunch, or you don't have a ton of time to do meditation. And so that takes some time to figure out and for us to get to know each other and which of my tools are actually going to work for you, because we have so many options. Part of it's narrowing down to figure out what's actually going to work in your everyday life. And then you'd be surprised. I mean, most people rarely just have one symptom, right? So it's rarely just, oh, I can't sleep very well, and that's it. Usually there's other clues about what is actually going on in the body. Like maybe you have some muscle pain, or maybe you have daytime fatigue and dry eyes, and you don't think they're related, but I know because of my training that they could be. So it's the time really flies, and we do talk a lot about what you're eating, drinking, and thinking during the appointment, because those are really the key areas where we can make really profound changes that will impact your health long term. We talk about your health from head to toe, your lifestyle, your values, and where you want to go and how we're going to get you there. And most people are surprised. The time flies by. It's a lot of fun, actually. It's kind of sad when it's over.
Well,
but you can always come back.
Well, I mean, people want to be heard, and we're in such a fast-paced, noisy world. I said at the beginning of the show, too many people are talking, not enough people are listening. It sounds like you're a great listener. Hey, talk about this. You just mentioned it a second ago. There's an asterisk in my notes. It says food as medicine. Mm-hmm. Hit me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's funny. The way I describe it to people is, you know, if you have a pet and you've ever looked at their pet food, you can see that it's specially formulated to give your pet every single vitamin and mineral it needs during the day, vitamin A, vitamin C, B12, and a panel of veterinarians designed it so that your pet can be healthy long-term, and all they have to eat is that little bit of food every day. Humans don't really have the same thing, right? Like, we get to pick and choose what we eat from the grocery store, and if you don't have somebody who has your back making sure that you're making the right choices, you could become mineral deficient or vitamin deficient fairly easily. And so part of what I do is I look at 3 full days of intake. You know, you'll send me 3 full days of your diet, and I run it through my software that shows me how much potassium are you getting? How much magnesium are you getting? How much calcium are you getting? And we dive really deep into the holes in your nutrition plan that we could fill, and I'll correlate them with some of the symptoms that you might be having. So, a great example is potassium. You know, it's really hard to get enough potassium from the diet if you're not eating a ton of fruits and veggies. And doing our visits this way also allows me to not have to prescribe a lot of supplements or prescriptions or vitamins, because I'm teaching you to get what you need through food. And people find that their relationship with food is really healed through these appointments, because they stop seeing foods as good or bad, or they stop seeing it through the lens of macros and calories, and they start to see it as, oh, what's going to nourish me? You know, I'm having these headaches, and, you know, for the longest time, apparently, I've been not getting enough magnesium. How do I get more magnesium in my diet? And, you know, like, what if that could cure my headaches? And that's a really common story for people. Once they learn about what they're really supposed to be getting from their food and how nutrition becomes personal, they're able to really make the changes and change their relationship with food in a way that helps them be healthier for the rest of their lives.
I love that. And you know, part of what you said here in my notes is your goal is to help introduce people to their own inner physicians and empower them to become their own healers. ideally Absolutely. They won't need you much after a while. What do you mean by that?
I think that, you know, I think it's a birthright for people to understand how their bodies work, period. I don't know why we don't learn about it in kindergarten. I'm not sure why I had to go to med school to learn about it. I think I'm so passionate that people deserve to know how their body works and what they need to give it in order for it to thrive. And a huge tenet of naturopathic medicine is this tenet called docere, which in Latin means doctor as teacher. And so the goal of naturopathic medicine is really to teach you how to become your own healer, to introduce you to, hey, you know, like you have a symptom that's going on in your body. It's not because your body's malfunctioning. It's your body is giving you a signal that something's wrong. And here's how you listen to it. And here's how you give it what it needs. And here's how you figure out what it needs. And there are a lot of doctors, I'm sure people have run into this, who have that the little sign on their walls, like your Google search is not the same as my medical degree. Or, you know, if you bring in something you found on the internet, they'll roll their eyes. And I am so far the opposite of that. I think that we have so much amazing information available to us. If you are an intelligent person who has researched a topic, you deserve to have an intelligent conversation with your doctor about it and for them to level with you on a peer-to-peer level and educate you about that and stand with you as you explore the options that are most meaningful to you. And that's what I'm dedicated to in my practice.
Here's what I have for you. That's what I have, because I am sick over time. If you ever go to the doctor, I did, they're sick. If you ever go to the doctor and you tell them something they have going on and you get the proverbial eye roll, or they brush it off or blow it off or throw a you know, pill on it or something, it sounds like you are doing some groundbreaking stuff. And I really want to drive traffic towards you, because I think it's important. So Dr. Kate, let me, because we got to jump off. The show's almost over. I can't believe this. We can go all afternoon with this. But hey, if people want to get connected with you, how does that happen? Where can they find you?
Absolutely. So my website is just www.drkatehenry.com. And that's sort of where I share all this information. So you can contact me there. And I also have a blog where I try to make as much information free and available to people so that they can start the process of educating themselves. I share that as often as I can. I'm thrilled to connect with anybody. And if people have a question, I've designed something called a discovery call or a welcome call, where you can chat with me for free for 15 minutes and we can see if this would be a good fit for you, if I'm the right partner for you. And the bonus is, if I'm not, I usually know who might be. And so I can refer you to that person when we connect, because once we're connected, we're on the same team, whether we end up working together or not. You know, I really want everyone to be as healthy as possible. I think, like I said, it's a birthright. So people can schedule that call through my site as well.
Well, that's fantastic. Get up, Army. You heard it right here. Go out to www.drkatehenry.com. Go check out her blog and make sure, if you're not feeling well or if you just want to feel great, that you reach out to Dr. Kate. Hey, see what I did right there? That was perfect. You want to feel great? Go see Dr. Kate. Dr. Kate Henry, thank you so much for joining us on the program today. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. It was an honor. It really was. I'm such a fan, and thank you for having me.
Oh, please. You just graced our presence, and we appreciate you so much. Hey, get up, Army. We got a piece out of here, and I just want to remind you to ask yourself, what are you doing that's good for you today? You got to take care of your body. You got to take care of your mind. Got to take care of your spirit. Let's pick your spirits up, okay? How you feel is going to determine how you function. And don't forget, the best self-care is loving yourself. So don't go so hard on yourself, because you've been doing great. And like we said, this is a marathon. It's not a sprint. Yo, every single week, 1 p.m. right here on 1520 WCHE, we light up the darkness, baby. Don't forget to check out markhafer.com. Pick up Get Up, Encouraging You to Attack Life. 365 days of encouraging you to attack life. And go check out the Get Up podcast every single day on SoundCloud. Get Up, Army. I'm peacing out of here. And don't hope for a great future. Make a great future. Go create it. You're the hammer, the nail. And I'm telling you guys, you are the hammer, baby. That's all we got right here I'm Mark Hayford. You've been listening to the Get Up Power Hour, and this is 1520 WCHE.